第二天的聚会。
Today is the second day of our special spiritual convocation.
联合会的目的就是要提升我们的 灵性。
The goal of this convocation is to increase our faith.
那体验属灵的恩典。
And to experience God's spiritual blessings.
那我们从圣经看起来，人要得到神的恩典，有两个重要的途径。
From the Bible, we can see that there are two ways we can receive God's blessing.
一个是听道跟行道。
One is by hearing and practicing God's word.
第二个是得圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
The second is to receive the Holy Spirit and to be filled by it.
那我们生活中就会充满神的恩典。
In those ways, then we, our life will be full of God's blessing.
今天早上想从路加福音来查考无知的人这一句话。
This morning, I'd like to use the book of Luke and to study all foolish ones.
我们大家都很喜欢做一个很有智慧的人。
Everyone wants to be wise.
那怎么样人是有智慧的？
But who is a wise man?
就是不要做无知的人。
That's a man who doesn't do any foolish things.
那主耶稣在路加福音里面一共有五次提到这一句话。
In the book of Luke, Jesus mentioned this phrase, O foolish one, five times.
有时候我们对照我们自己，我们发现我们很聪明啊，但是在主耶稣看起来，其实说我们是无知的。
And in fact, there are times we think we're wise, but in Jesus' eyes, we're foolish.
那有时候我们常常发现，我们这样做，别人看起来是不聪明的，但是在主耶稣看起来，你是很有智慧的。
Or on the other hand, other people might not think we're wise, but Jesus would think we are.
所以一个人是不是真的有智慧，那个判断的标准，不在乎世界的标准，乃在乎神的话。
So whether we're wise or foolish is not by the worldly standard, but by God's standard.
我们看耶利米书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书第八章。
第九节。Verse 9. 智慧人惭愧惊惶被擒，他们弃掉神的话，心中还有什么智慧呢？第九节的下半句，这很重要。 The second half of verse 9 is the key word.
这里说以色列百姓当中，有人弃掉神的话，那他心里还有什么智慧呢？
They have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?
神是智慧的来源。
God is the source of wisdom.
神的智慧是通过他的话语来传达给我们。
God's wisdom are through his words which come to us.
那弃掉神的话，那还有哪一个人可以称作是有智慧呢？
So if we reject the word of God, who can be wise?
因为当时在耶利米那个时代，神允许外族要来攻打他们。
The time of Jeremiah, God permitted other tribes and nations to attack them.
结果当时就很多的智慧人来献祭，要怎么办？
And so many so-called wise men came and proposed to the king as to what to do.
有的说要到埃及去求帮助。
They said, some said we need to seek help from Egypt.
那想了很多的办法。
They thought many schemes and methods.
但是他们最后想这些办法，都没有办法避免神对他们的惩罚。
But whatever they came up with could not avoid the punishment that was to come from God.
因为他们想的这些办法，都不是从神的话出来的。
That was because what they thought up were not from God's wisdom.
所以这些人虽然很聪明，但是他没有神的话，他的智慧在哪里呢？
So even though they were smart people without God's words, they didn't have wisdom.
所以今天呢，我们最有智慧的对人的一个忠告就是圣经法拿开来，第几章第几节怎么说，请你照这样做吧，这个就是最有智慧的人。
So the most wisdom is one who opens the Bible and shows others the way of life.
好，我们现在看路加第九章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
五十六节。
Verse 56.
55节。
Verse 55.
路加福音第九章55节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 55.
耶稣转身责备两个门徒说： 你的心如何你并不知道。五十六节。
56.
人子来不是要灭人的性命，乃是要救人的性命。啊，说着就往别的村庄去了。这一段圣经是记载一段事情发生在撒玛利亚一个村庄。
This passage records an event that happened in a Samaritan village.
啊，因为主耶稣被接上升的日子到了，五十一节。
Verse 55 says it was time for Jesus to be received up.
也就是他被钉十字架、复活升天的日子到了。
To be received up meant time for him to be nailed on the cross.
所以他就定义要往耶路撒冷去，因为他要在耶路撒冷来受苦受死。
So Jesus was heading toward Jerusalem where he was to be crucified.
那他的门徒就走在耶稣的前面，到一个村庄，要为耶稣预备住的地方。
And his disciples walked in front of him to prepare a place for him to stay.
那到了撒玛利亚村庄。
And they came to a village of Samaritans.
那这个撒玛利亚是外邦人，不是以色列人。
Samaritans are of a different race and culture than the Israelites.
所以他看到凡是要去耶路撒冷，一律不接待。
And in fact, if they were to pass by the village, the Samaritans usually would not receive an Israelite.
因为他们不拜以色列人所拜的神。
Because Samaritans do not worship Israelite, the God of Israel.
所以凡是要到耶路撒冷拜以色列的神，他们都不接待。
And especially if they're passing through Samaria to Jerusalem to worship the God of Israel.
那他的门徒雅各、约翰看见就说：“啊，主啊，啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们吗？”
And so in this instance, James actually asked.Since they don't receive us, should we send fire from heaven to burn them up?
因为他不接待你呀，所以火降下来把它烧掉。
And because they don't receive you, we should punish them.
而且呀，他也隐例子，像以利亚做的，这个是不是你第一个以利亚这样做
？And he even said, "Look, Elijah did the same. This you're not the first one."
主耶稣有没有感谢他
？But Jesus didn't thank him.
说啊，你这两个门徒啊，你很爱我，感谢你。
For their for them being so considerate of him.
啊，对，要把他们烧掉。不，他不接待我，对我不好，把他烧掉吧。
Jesus didn't say, "Yeah, they didn't treat me right, so I should burn them up."
如果站在人的立场哦，这个人对我不好，当然我要对他不好。
In a human perspective, that's how we often treat others.
哦，那所以人跟人之间呢、冤冤相报，常常是这个样子。
And so between men, there's often retaliation and grudges.
但是五十五节哈，主耶稣就告诉他们：“你们的心如何，你们不知道。”
And in 55, Jesus said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of."
所以对主耶稣来讲啊，这两个门徒不知道他们自己心呢、是在想什么。
And in the mind of Jesus, these two disciples didn't know what manner of spirit they are.
对这两个门徒来讲，我知道啊，我现在求你降火从天上把它烧掉。
These James and John thought they knew. They wanted fire to calm down.
那为什么主耶稣会讲这样的话
？But why did Jesus not agree with them?
我们仔细看五十六节，答案就在这里。
The answer actually is in 56.
人子来不是要灭人的命，乃是要救人的性命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's lives, but to save them.
救人的性命就是慈爱。
To save someone must have compassion first.
因为人有罪，需要拯救。
Because we have sins that need to be saved.
灭人的命就是公义。
To destroy one's life is a practice of justice.
因为人有罪，所以要罚。
In fact, we have sins and we deserve to be punished.
所以这个五十六节把神的两个本性就讲得很清楚。
So 56 actually lists both natures of God.
神的本性是慈爱，也是公义的。
God is both a righteous God and a loving God.
但是这个两个门徒听起来是很公义啊，因为他不接纳你，所以把他烧掉吧。
So these two disciples were very righteous in that they wanted to punish them for wrongdoing.
但是主耶稣说你的心如何你不知道，就是说其实虽然你讲的好像很公义，其实是因为你没有慈爱。
But Jesus knows that even though they sounded very righteous, they are lacking love.
如果今天你充满着神的慈爱，可能你的讲法不太一样。
And done. If today we are full of God's righteousness only, we might sound like this.
因为神从创世纪开始，我们都发现神都是慈爱在先，公义在后。
Since the beginning of Genesis, we know God is first loving, then righteous.
神先让亚当夏娃住在伊甸园。
He first allowed Adam and Eve to live in the Garden of Eden.
一切都是好的。
Everything was good for them.
这是慈爱。
That is His love.
犯了罪才把他赶出去。
After they committed sin, were they cast out?
这是公义。
That was righteousness.
神先叫亚当造这个挪亚造方舟。
God first tell Noah to build the ark.
去传警告。
To preach the gospel. The warnings.
大家不进来了啊，洪水才下来，这是公义。
When they refused to come in, then God's righteousness sent down with the flood.
主耶稣说，我来不是要定人的罪。
He said, I did not come to destroy man's life.
哦，那不信的人在末日，我所说的话要审判他。
I wasn't here to commit them of sin, but those who do not believe will be judged.
所以主耶稣来是慈爱开始的。
So,God comes first with His love.
他为我们钉在十字架。
Jesus came with love to die on the cross.
但是如果人拒绝领受他的慈爱，
but if we refuse to accept His love,
到末日人就无话可说了。你要面对神的公义。
Then on the day of judgment, then we would be speechless.
因此，彼得前书里面说，为什么主耶稣到现在不来呢？
And some we might ask, why Jesus hasn't arrived yet?
2000年前彼得就预言说主的日子快近了，到现在2000年还不来。
And 2000 years ago Peter said that the day of the Lord's second coming is coming, but it's been 2000 years later.
这是神的宽容。
It's because God was tolerant of us.
就是神的慈爱。
And that is another way of showing God's love.
不是神的淡言。
It's not that God delayed.
为了让更多人能够得救。
He wanted more of us to repent and receive salvation.
但是有一天真的主耶稣下来了。
But one day when Jesus does come, the second,
他公义的审判就来了。
His righteous judgment will come with it.
那个时候人就无话可说，因为他的慈爱已经在前面了。
And then we would not have any words to speak back because God's love has already been shown.
那今天用在我们一个信主的人身上。
And to apply that to a believer today.
主耶稣希望我们能够效法他。
Jesus wants us to imitate him.
慈爱在公义之前。
His love comes before His judgment, righteousness.
所以有时候我们对一些事情的反应啊，可能看起来是很公义。
And often we would think that we're practicing God's righteousness.
但是从另外一个角度，可能是因为我们缺乏慈爱。
But if we think again, we might be lacking God's love.
所以有时候我们在想啊，我们在想一件事情。
So sometimes when we think to ourselves about some things,
我们对我们真的爱的人，常常是有爱没有公义。
For those who we truly love and truly care for, we have only love toward them and no righteousness.
所以不管错也变成对。
So no matter what they do, they're always right.
那永远错也永远可以接受。
And whatever they do wrong, we always accept.
但是对一个我们所不爱的人，我们就永远的公义，没有慈爱。
But for someone whom we do not love, we always only practice righteousness.
但是当一个人开始在效法基督的榜样，
but when we are trying to begin to imitate Jesus,
我们发现我们在生活当中两个都需要有。
Then we would know that in our lives we need both.
而且慈爱在前面，公义在后面。
Besides, love comes before righteousness.
所以圣经里面说，神赐给我们的意念不是降灾祸的意念，乃是赐平安的意念。
And so the Bible also teaches us that God gave us not a love of demanding more disasters, but to show His love.
所以有时候神也会管教我们。
So God would also give us lessons.
但是神管教我们，这是最后一步。
But that was the last resort.
在神还没有管教我们以前，有时候圣灵在感动我们，神借着很多人在提醒我们，借着道理在感动我们。
That would be the final draw, because before that, God would have sent many people to encourage us, His Holy Spirit to counsel us.
到最后神才用他的管教来让我们回头。
When everything has failed, because we disobey, then He would send us lessons to learn.
那我们看这两个门徒后来有进步啊。
And these two disciples actually progressed in their faith.
约翰到年纪大的时候，他就很有爱心了。
John, when he became older, he learned much about love.
他就知道他自己在做什么。
He knew what he was doing.
因为他真的有改变。
Because he truly transformed.
这是第一个，我们在路加福音里面看到主耶稣讲，你不知道你自己的心。
And So this is the first incident Jesus said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
我们看路加福音的十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11 of Luke.
路加福音的十一章。
Luke chapter 11.Verse 40.
路加十一章的四十节。
Luke 11 verse 40.
好，说无知的人呐、啊，照外面的，不也是照里面吗？四十一节。
41.
只要把里面施舍给人，凡物对你们都是洁净了。好，啊，这段话是主耶稣在责备文士跟法利赛人。
This passage is to Jesus speaking to the Pharisees and the scribes.
啊，因为在三十。八节说，法利赛人看见耶稣饭前不洗手，哦，就觉得很诧异，很惊讶。
And this conversation was prompted when Jesus saw, Pharisees saw that Jesus didn't wash his hands before he ate. They were marveled.
那在马太福音十五章里面，主耶稣看啊，那个瓦士法利赛人看到门徒不洗手，就问了、啊，为什么你门徒吃饭不洗手
？Another place in the gospel, Pharisees actually asked.Jesus, why his disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate?、
哦、那这个法利赛人有一个在神看起来有一个很严重的缺点，就是很注重外表，不注重内心。
And one big shortcoming that Jesus saw in the Pharisees was they emphasized on the superficial, but not in the substance.
圣经很熟啊，读得很精通啊。
They knew the Bible well by heart.
是犹太教的老师。
They were teachers of the Jews.
但是他们注重外表，不注重内心。
But they focused only on the outer appearance and not on the inner heart.
这个信仰就是在拜神，拜神是从心里面出来的。
Worshipping God is something that exudes from our heart.
是从心灵跟诚实出来的。
And it is from our truth and right and spirit.
但是如果一个人拜神只注重外表，不注重内心，那个信仰就越来越肤浅了，变成表面化、形式化。
But if we only care about our faith.Appears on the outside, then it would become a superficial faith.
那这样跟神的关系没有办法深入的。
And that would mean that our relationship with God would be a very superficial one.
今天我们来到这个地方。
Today we come to this place.
对我们的外表，我们来到这里啊。
Yes, on our physical appearance, we are all here.
但是我们是不是真的能够跟神建立关系，能够体验到神，感受到神？啊，更重要就是我们的心。
But.It is the matter of our heart whether we are drawing closer to God.
你用清洁的心来亲近神。
Are we here with a pure, clean heart to draw closer?
用专一的心来寻求神。
Are we here with a focused mind to listen to God?
那就发现神就在这里。
Then we would realize that Jesus, God is right here.
所以这个法利赛人只看外表，这个已经把所有这些敬拜神的方向已经带错了。
And so,Being that the Pharisees only see the outside, they have chosen a completely opposite direction in worshiping God.
因为神看人看内心啊，人看人看外表，所以他变成做给人看的。
Because God sees the inside, and if we only do the outward appearance of faith, then that's for people to see and not for God.
所以主耶稣要借着这个机会教导他们。
And so Jesus used this opportunity and taught them.
所以说你这个无知的人啊。
He said, foolish ones.
照外面的也不是照里面吗
Did not he who made the outside make the inside also?
那三十九节
Verse 39.
你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却满了勒索和邪恶。你们只注重外表很干净，哦，穿着这个宗教的礼仪的服装，外表上讲宗教的术语，哦，但是里面充满着勒索不义。
Verse 39, Jesus said, you wear the religious outfit and a very spiritual appearance, but inward is full of greed and wickedness.
这个不是信仰应该走的一个方向。
This is not the direction of faith we should go.
所以既然神造外面，神也造里面。
So, of course, God made the inside and the outside.
你们要把里面的施舍给人，就是你的里面的充满着爱。
We need to give what's inside to others.And give our love to others.
那凡物对你们都是洁净的啦。
Because all things are clean to you.
这个也表示说啊，真正的人的洁净是从内心开始的。
And that phrase means, we're clean starting from the inside.
所以我们到教会里面来，当然啊，我们穿得很整齐，这个代表我们对神的尊敬。
Of course, when we come to church, we wear clean and tidy clothing.
但是这不是关键。
But That's not the key.
啊，关键是我们是一个器皿啊，我们这个器皿要干净。
The key is that we as vessels of God need to be clean.
也就是说，我们的私生活要很注重，要很谨慎，我们的心思意念哦，要在神面前是很洁净的。
That is, in our every action at home, in our private lives, and our thoughts in our minds need to be clean.
那当我们来到神的面前，那个圣洁的神就会进到我们里面，他的灵就愿意浇灌充满在我们里面。
If we're a clean vessel, then God's Spirit would fill us when we come to Him.
所以有时候我们为着来到教会，有的花半个钟头，大概我不知道有没有，有的花了一个钟头在外面就是，洗这个装饰准备。
Some of us, before they come to church, we spend half an hour to an hour adorning themselves with outfits and makeup.
但是最重要的是预备心啊。
But the important part is preparing the inner heart.
所以这里说无知的人啊，文士法利赛人，你们圣经很懂啊，但是你们是无知啊。
So here says foolish ones, you know the Bible inside out, but you have no knowledge.
因为你不知道神看重的是内心啊。
Because you don't know that God sees the inside.
所以从这里我们可以得到一个智慧。
Here we can glean a piece of wisdom.
要跟神建立关系，需要从里面开始做。
To establish a relation with God, we need to start from inside.
好，我们再看路加福音的二十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22.
啊，路加福音的十二章。
Luke 12, sorry.
啊，二十节。
Luke 12, verse 20.
啊，路加福音的十二章二十节。
Luke 12, verse 20.
啊，神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归于谁呢？”啊，这里神对一个财主这样说
：“God said to a very rich person，
说你是无知的人
，to you fool，
也就是你没有智慧。
Meant that he didn't have wisdom。
那我们仔细看这个财主怎么是无知的呢
？Then why？” Is this rich person a fool?
你看这个财主很会计划啊，怎么样去赚更多的钱
this rich person knows well how to invest his property.
你看十七节
In verse 17.
说啊，十六节哈
16.
有一个财主田产丰盛，他已经很富有了。
Here's a man who has already a lot of wealth.
以现在的话来讲，银行存款很多，可能股票也很多。
Here, this man nowadays might have a lot of bank savings and a lot of stock holdings.
可能房子好几栋。
He has many invested properties, houses.
但是他不满足。
But he's not content.
那十七节心里讲说，我出产没有地方放，怎么办呢？
He said,
我怎么办呢？我要把它仓库拆掉，盖得更大，收藏一切的粮食财物，然后。我的灵魂，你只管积存，多年快乐，安安逸逸的享受福乐吧。
He said, "What should I do? I have no room for my additional harvest." And he said, "I will tear down my barn and build a bigger one, and then I can store all of them in there. Then my soul would rest and enjoy all the things I've laid up."
如果以现在的话来讲啊，就是很注重这个所谓401k。
And so in today's version, this person would have a lot of investment in the 401k.
你看青年人到壮年为什么努力呢？就是在积蓄，我退休以后要有钱可以享受啊。
And as a youth begins to earn money, he or she will start saving for his retirement.
所以天天在看股票，我现在401k，我如果62岁退休有多少可以用。
And so every day as the index is changed, I would try to calculate how much money they'll have when they turn 65.
但是我们灵性没有在注重。
But do we focus the same way with in our spiritual investment?
那神在天上看啊，可能会说：“哎呀，你无知的人，我只定你到60岁而已，你想62岁做什么
？”And God up above might think, I only gave you 60 years to live, so why are you thinking about your 65th year?
所以很多人一直为着退休一直在忙，其实还没有退休以前他就被召回去了。
And some people might work hard for their retirement, yet they might never get there.
所以对他来讲很聪明，我在想我退休以后怎么办。
And so in the person's mind, he's very wise in investing everything.
但是对神来讲你是无知的，今夜我要的灵魂你这么多要归给谁。
But in Jesus' mind, that he's very foolish, because all his wealth would not be useful to him.
当然如果你的遗书是写真耶稣教会、费城教会，那也感谢神了。
So of course, if you're in your well, you give everything to the church here, then I believe that's a blessing also.
那你有一百万四零一K, 感谢主我们后面可以加建啊。
Then if you have $1 million in your retirement investment, then we might be able to expand this building.
但是更可怜的是21节。
But the more sad is in verse 21.
凡为自己积财的在神面前不富足也是这样。
But he says, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以赚钱不是坏事。
It's not a bad thing to have money.
但是关键就是说你是为谁。
But the key is, why are we earning money?
如果你为自己,
if we earn it for ourselves,
在神面前是不富足的,
in our God, then we are not rich.
如果你真的赚钱是为神,
if we are earning for God,
那也是好事啊,
then that would actually be a good thing.
因为主耶稣说你的把你的钱财卖掉分给穷人, 你就有财宝在天上。
Because Jesus once said, if we sell everything we have and give them to the poor, then we will lay up treasure in heaven.
所以关键不是说你不可以赚钱, 赚钱就是不属灵。
So it's not whether we should earn money or not.
关键是说你为什么赚钱。
It's not that if we earn money we're not spiritual, rather if we earn money for God, then whether why we're earning money.
最近有一个信徒, 我们在这个教会里面那个 question and answer, 他问一个问题。
And once in a session of Q&A, someone posted a question.
我们可不可以买股票?
Are we allowed to invest in stocks?
他说我要献很多。
He said, my goal is to offer a lot of money to the church.
其实啊, 他只是用献很多想要得到神的允许, 他真正的目的是我要。
But we can probably read through his mind that he uses that as an excuse to get more money for himself.
因为圣经说这个, 急速发财, 这个是神不喜欢的。
The Bible says to have a certain source of income is...
圣言里面讲好几次的。
The book of Proverbs actually repeated said that it's not good to have a certain source of income.
那我就跟他讲啊, 说你如果真的是为神想要买股票, 你就买完之后, 那个名字写真耶稣教会, 拿给财务, 那他又不要。
When I tell him, if you really want to buy stocks for God, then you should buy it and put the name, the buyer, True Jesus Church, and then offer the stock record to the treasurer of the church. But he shaked his head. Jesus said, we are foolish because we are doing things for ourselves. So, and in that way, we're not rich in front of God.
那如果你真的是为神，你也是很聪明，在神面前也很富足。
If we are really doing things for God, then we are truly wise and we are also rich in front of God.
我们再看23章，路加福音23章。
Luke 23.
路加福音的23章。
Luke chapter 23.
23章34节。
Verse 34.
当下耶稣说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得。Jesus
said, God, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
这是主耶稣在十字架上祷告一句很伟大的话。
This is a saying Jesus spoke on the cross.
你想想看主耶稣啊头戴荆棘冠冕。
At that time, Jesus had a crown made of thorn on his head.
那个背好像犁田的犁过去一样。
His back was pierced like a yard that was rolled by cow's paw.
手大钉子穿过去。
His hands were pierced with big nails.
然后挂在十字架上。
And by the nails, he was hung on the cross.
他说我没有罪。
Jesus said, I'm sinless.
你们谁可以指证我有罪?
Who can point out a sin that I've
committed? 比拉多说他没有罪。
Pilate said he is sinless.
他真的没有罪啊。
He truly had no sin.
那今天他被挂在十字架上。
So on that day he was hung on the cross.
如果你是主耶稣,
if you were Jesus,
你会怎么做?
What would your reactions be?
我说这样想了就发现主耶稣真的很伟大。
If we think in this term, we would know how great a sacrifice Jesus made.
他为那钉他的人祷告。
He prayed even for those who nailed him.
说主啊赦免他们。
He said, forgive them.
他犯很大的罪啊，怎么赦免呢？
They have committed a great sin. How can they be forgiven?
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He said, the reason was they don't know what they're doing.
那我们就想, 下面这一群人真的不知道他在做什么吗？
And then we might ask ourselves, do they really not know?
当然知道啊，我们要把这个人钉在十字架上啊。
Of course they knew. They knew their goal was to nail him.
他们知道他们在做什么。
They knew what they were doing.
但是对主耶稣来讲，他们不晓得他们在做什么。
But to Jesus, they didn't know.
第一个。
One.
他们不晓得他们所钉的人就是旧约圣经所预言的弥赛亚。
For one, they didn't know that they were nailing the Messiah prophesied in Old Testament.
他们不晓得他们钉的这个人是没有罪的人。
They didn't know that this person nailed there is a sinless man.
他们不晓得钉没有罪人在十字架是何等的后果，何等可怕，根本都不知道。
They did not even know the consequence of nailing a sinless man.
所以主耶稣说，他们可怜吧，赦免他们。
So Jesus said that to forgive them.
啊，今天呢、啊，有时候我们常常这样想。
Today we might think this way.
我们真的知道我们在做什么吗
？Do we really know what we're doing?
哦，真的知道吗？
Do we really know what we're doing?
啊，有时候我们看到人哦，在为事业在拼命。
I often see people who work very hard for their careers.
家庭也不要，孩子也不要。
They neglect their family and their children.
一心就是要赚钱。
All they wanted was to have more wealth.
对他们来讲，我知道在做什么，我在赚钱。
For them, they knew they wanted a higher income and better pay.
对神来讲，你知道你在做什么吗？
To God, do they know what they're doing?
今天呢、啊，如果有一个人说哦，我给你50万啊，你把你的孩子卖给我，谁愿意？
So if someone says, I'll offer you 500,000 and you sell one of your children to me.
请问有哪一个人生孩子是为了卖孩子的？
Who would say yes? Has anyone gave birth to your children for sale?
没有啊。
No, I don't think so.
但是今天有多少人其实已经把小孩子卖掉了？
But today, in fact, many people have sold their children to money.
为什么？你为了盖住更好的房子，开更好的车子，你拼命下去啊，孩子都不管
了、啊哦、
信仰有没有啊、
we lose our faith even.
这个不是把小孩子卖掉吗？
Isn't that in a sense, selling your children?
不错，我们多赚了一点。
Of course.
生活水准提高
了。Sure, our living standard has risen.
但是我们已经把小孩子卖掉了。
But our children no longer belong to us.
所以有时候我们知道，好像我们知道在做什么，但是神看起来，你知道你在做什么吗
？Sometimes we think we know what we're doing, but Jesus doesn't think we.
你知道你这样下去会对你本身的灵性、对你的家庭会有什么影响？你知道吗？我不知道。
In this way, do we know what would happen to our faith, to our children, to our family? We don't.
所以有时候我们看起来好像我们自己的计划很聪明，在神面前。看起来他是无知啊。
So we think that our plans are wise, but in God's eyes we're foolish.
所以最有智慧的人就是站在神的立场来看我们在做什么。
So the wisest man is to see from God's perspective what man are doing.
用神的话来判断我们做的对不对。
To see with God's words what we're doing, whether it's right or wrong.
那个就是最有智慧。
That is the utmost wisdom.
把神摆在一旁。
To put God aside,
心中废掉神的话，还有什么智慧可言
？To put away God's words in our hearts, what wisdom is that?
智慧真的是很重要。
So wisdom is what we need in our life.
我们看路加24章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
啊，路加福音24章。
Luke 24.
25节。
Verse 25.
好。耶稣对他们说：无知的人啊，先知所说的话你们心里信得太迟钝了。26节。
26.
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？27节。
27.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上指的这句话都给他们讲明白。这里是主耶稣所说的话。
This is what Jesus said.
就是对两个门徒讲的话。
This is what he said to two disciples.
那这个两个门徒啊，就是心灰意冷要往以马忤斯去。
These are the two disciples who were disappointed of Jesus' death, and they were heading to Emmaus.
后来主耶稣就半路就跟他讲话。
And on their way there, Jesus appeared to them and talked.
主耶稣说没有，回头啊，回头，赶快回头。耶稣没有这样讲。
Jesus didn't say, turn back, turn back to where you left.
要等他自己心甘情愿了、啊。雅各不是这样讲吗？
God waited for them to change their minds themselves.
你先生能够一直勉强太太说爱我吧，爱我吧，嗯，没有用的，要等他自己前面呢。
Just like in the book of Songs of Solomon, it says you can't force anyone to turn back and love their husband.
那主耶稣怎么叫他回头呢
？So how did Jesus make them change their mind?
就跟他一直讲。
He talked to them in length.
啊，讲什么？
He talked about what?
不是讲天下大事啊。
He didn't talk about the current events of the world.
现在来讲，不是在讲伊拉克。
Not about Iraq.
哦，也不是在讲这个巴勒斯坦。
Not about Palestine in today's news.
是在讲圣经里面的预言呢。
He talked about the prophecies in the Bible.
哎，到了那个村庄，神开他眼睛。
And when they got to this village, Jesus opened their eyes.
他看出来，哎。刚刚跟我们走讲话那个就是主耶稣。
They all of a sudden recognized that Jesus was the one talking to them.
然后就一直想啊，对对，他跟我们讲的时候，我们心里不是火热，好像火一直在烧吗
？And then they remembered when our hearts burning with zeal when he was talking to.
哪一天晚上我没有睡一觉、哦？哪一天晚上马上回耶路撒冷
？And at night they didn't even go to sleep. They returned immediately back to Jerusalem.
回头了。
They returned.
所以这里说无知的人啊。
So here says, "Oh, foolish one."
不认识主耶稣。
This is those who do not understand.
先知预言的这么清楚，现在实现了，你不知道。
The prophets clearly prophesied, and today they did not believe.
现在他知道了。
But now they do.
他就永远不会离开主耶稣了。
With that knowledge, they'll never depart again.
因为先知这样预言，主耶稣亲自跟他们讲过话，就他也亲眼开眼看到耶稣，永远不会离开的。
So after the prophets had prophesied and that Jesus had personally explained to them, their eyes have been opened that they will not turn back.
今天呢，我们要跟人传福音了、啊，最难开口是，请问你是什么教会
？And today, when we attempt to preach to others, the hardest question to answer is, may I ask which church you attend?
哎，我是基督教会、啊。
Or which Christian church?
我们不敢讲真耶稣教会。
It's hard for us to open our mouth and say true Jesus church.
那个真这个字啊，太显眼了。
Because the word true is a very stern word.
所以我们不敢表明我们是真的。
And we are afraid to say we are.
但是如果我们圣经从头读一读。
But if we go back to the Bible from the beginning to the end.
真教会的出现是圣经的预言。
The prophecy mentioned the appearance of the true church had long ago been prophesied.
身体只有一个。
There's only one body of Christ.
也就是教会只有一个。
And that there's only one church of Christ.
圣经里面你找不到真耶稣教会的名字。
The Bible doesn't say the word true Jesus church.
但是如果我们把教会的条件，这个真教会的条件一条一条列出来。
But if we list all the teachings in the Bible.
主要就是第一个，一定要有圣灵降临。
By one, that is, first we must have the descension of the Holy Spirit.
传的完全跟圣经一样。
To have a gospel that is completely according.
要有神同在，很清楚的证明。
To the Bible with signs of God's abiding spirit.
因为耶稣的身体有能力。
Because there would be power from the body of Christ.
那你找来找去，找来找去，你就发现只有真耶稣教会。
And the longer we search, the more we realize that this is the only church.
所以我们有这样的认识。
So once we have this understanding.
圣经的根据。
With the evidence from the Bible,
个人的体验
from our own personal experience,
信仰就很坚固了
our faith will be steadfast,
不会动摇啊
we will not be influenced and shaken.
到最后每个教会都一样跑来跑去
people might think that all churches are the same when we go between several of them.
所以啊，这个要有智慧，属灵的智慧
but if we have the spiritual knowledge, we would not.
那我们不但敬拜真神
and not only do we worship the one true God,
我们会相信耶稣
We will believe Jesus.
不但相信耶稣
Not only believe, we believe Jesus.
我们会在主耶稣的身体里面敬拜天上的神
We would worship in the body of Christ, the true God.
对，智慧真的需要
And that is a wisdom we seek.